Eddie Palmieri has spent the last 50 years and more behind a piano or in front of a band playing music that grabs you by the arm and asks for a dance. Salsa, Latin, Afro-Caribbean, jazz, Eddie Palmieri has played it all and mixed it up, blending and borrowing new ideas as he goes. On his new CD, Listen Here, he tries out classic jazz tunes for the first time, but he stays loyal to the Latin rhythms he's known all his life. Eddie Palmieri is now 68 years old, and we invited him to our studios to talk about a life in music. Eddie Palmieri, you're celebrating 50 years as a professional musician. Can you take us back to 1955? What in the world were you doing then?
I joined an orchestra called Johnny Segui. Johnny Segui was the bass player and had what they call a conjunto, which meant three trumpets and rhythm section, timbales, conga, and bongo. I stood with that orchestra for almost a year, and then I had to leave.
Had to leave?
I had to leave because they said I hit the piano too hard, the owners.
You hit the piano too hard.
Yeah. I've had comments that I played the piano in solo like a drummer. And naturally, it was because the piano was never amplified, you know, at that time. And to make it sound, you would play in octaves, both hands. And the attack is quite awesome.
How do you learn? How do you learn this particular brand of music?
Naturally, I listened constantly to the radio, to the records at that time, the great Machito Orchestra, Tito Puente. But at that time, they would record 12 compositions in one album. So to excite you in those 2 minutes and 45 seconds, how did they make that possible? How did they keep that tension and resistance within that composition? It was something that I had to investigate, and I did.
You learned that, and yet you became a pioneer at recording longer tunes as well.
Well, I started recording the 245 until the original La Perfecta.
La Perfecta, which is a very famous group that you were associated with.
Right. And the compositions that we were writing, we had broken the existing structures that were being used in the Latin feel at that time, the dance structures. We're really pushing into Latin jazz. So when I came with a composition that was called Azúcar, that was a hit in the streets already, we recorded it, and it was 8.5 minutes long, and nobody had ever done that. We used to close the dances with that, and it was sort of a jam session, organized jam session type thing, see? And from there, there was a certain lull when the music changed on us, for example. The time that a rhythm came up called the Boogaloo, there was a dance that came out with it, and it was very popular. But it was like a throwback musically, in my opinion. The chord changes were very simple, and it was clashing naturally with the way I was playing. As a matter of fact, I recorded a Boogaloo on one of my CDs.
And were you proud of that?
Well, it was a good one.
You're saying the music got more mainstream from an American point of view, but also became a little bit duller as far as what interested you.
Of course. The hardcore salsa music is a very exciting music when it's played properly. The rhythm section is very complex, and eventually the styles were changing. And it also happened when in the 80s, going into the 90s.
In the 80s and 90s, it was a very...
The music wasn't that exciting. And that's when I went into the world of Latin jazz for about 12 years. I formed the Latin Jazz Octet, I believe around 1992, mm-hmm. No vocal. And that octet has traveled the planet.
What What's the difference between playing music for a dance audience and playing Latin jazz, which might make you want to dance, but might also be a more refined audience that's sitting down and seriously listening to what you're playing?
You know, I don't know. When you're performing in a concert hall, the music is exciting enough that you're going to have them moving in their seats. I very seldom play a concert that eventually they don't start dancing in the aisles.
As you go through 50 years as a professional musician, there must be a great temptation as you get older to think, well, I'm Eddie Palmieri, I know what works, I know what I want to hear, and to have a very specific idea of what it is. How do you resist that temptation and keep listening for new things?
Well, I've been very fortunate in my recording career by the different recording companies. They've always let me alone to record what I've wanted to record, and I certainly have appreciated that. It looks like we'll go now into the dance world again, come back into the Afro-Caribbean Latin dance music. So it'll go back and forth, and that's a challenge within itself.
Any idea how long you'll keep performing?
Oh, well, I think our next interview will be in the next 50 years.
We can schedule that now. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you would say.
Band leader and piano player Eddie Palmieri is celebrating half a century in the music business. His latest CD is called Listen Here, and we're listening to a cut from it now called In Flight. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.